Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
These things that I love.
Welcome back, 23 the hour. Thank you very much. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check it out on my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I stuff there that will help you with your small business. Have a great visit with our good friend Ken Tenser. He's the CEO of Spiderworks, the co-author of The 90% Rule, and the upcoming book, Cause a Disturbance. And causeadisturbance.com is the website that he says to go to check that out. Ken, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about being innovation as a way of life, not as a means to an end. And, you know, Ken, I think some people wake up, we're listening to us right now, will say, okay, I got so much going on. I'm trying to run my business. Now you want me to take on this other job. You want me to be innovative. And when I wake up tomorrow, I don't know what to innovate. Well, my answer to that, Ken, is more than ever before, customers have expectations that they never had before because of what you mentioned earlier in this other segment about technology, availability of technology to them. They've got expectations now and that you might not know about. And to me, if you want to learn what to innovate around, start innovating around what your customers' expectations are. What do you think?
Well, absolutely, and what I've, you know, practice what you preach, what I've done in my business, I tell my customers to do, and that's to get out and talk to their customers. And, you know, we think we do because, you know, we talk to them every day to take an order or solve a problem. But what I mean, and usually we can't do it, I just, you know, I've got a friend who's a great interviewer, and every couple of years I ask him to talk to my customers and ask them, you know, what's bothering them. You know, they see their big challenges coming up in the next 6, 12, right, 18 months are, and it's a different perspective than we can get every day. And, you know, I'm not talking about millions of dollars. I'm talking about getting a good person other than yourself to talk to them in general for an hour or two. And, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, it opens your eyes as to what their challenges are, what their problems are, and you start thinking to yourself, you know, I can solve that problem for them. I can help them with that. So, you know, you got to think about things a little bit differently. You got to open up different communication channels with your customers, ones that you might not see on your own anymore.
Right. No, absolutely. Well, and the thing is one of the things, here's one little trick that I told people about, and it actually is still valid, believe it or not, and that was that I, you know, we polled small business owners a couple of years ago to see how many of them had smartphones. And of our audience, you know, probably only about one-third had a smartphone. And I said, folks, you can't possibly know what your customers are expecting from you if you don't have a smartphone, because that's what your customers are using. And so recently we polled them, and a lot more have smartphones, of course. All of us, more and more of us do, in the last couple of years. But if you want to see what your customers are expecting, you said it earlier when you said you were waiting on a cab and your smartphone has an app that tell you where the next cab's coming from. Those are the kinds of things that customers are gravitating to, and you have to be able to match or come close to matching those kinds of expectations. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the smartphone is one way to keep in touch with the world, and I even tell people to just get out of the office. The answers aren't right in their screensavers. You know, the smartphone keeps you connected, but I am also a believer in, you know, just being in front of people. Use your eyes, ears, and feet. Get out of the office. Go to events. Go to meetings. Go to things that have nothing to do with your industry. And hear right how other people are solving problems or whatnot. You know, the other day I'm in a pharmacy and I noticed that a leaf's got a soft cap, which is easy to open for people with arthritis. I'm thinking, well, how about everybody else who puts their products in jars and we still have to bang them against the counter to open them? Like, the, you know, the world is getting older. We're all getting older. If those jar company guys or people who put, you know, jams in jars could get out of the office and see what Aleve did, they would change their business with a very small innovation very quickly. So, you know, stay connected. Meet people face-to-face as well. Get out of the office. Stop staring at your screensaver, and you're going to get inspired.
What talk to us about some of the things that you have in the book. The book, the new book's coming out called Causes the Disturbance. When's it going to be available?
It's going to be available in late September. It'll be online. Right now you can order actually the next 20 hours through causeofdisturbance.com. We're offering a special deal. Actually, we're using crowdfunding to go to market through the Indiegogo platform. I figured the book on innovation, why wouldn't I use the most innovative new platform out there to market?
How's that working? Are you getting response from that?
It's worked pretty well. We're 20 hours to go, about five more books to hit our goal, so I'm pretty confident. And it's created a lot of buzz around.
How many books have you sold? How many books?
Hundreds or so. I mean, it's we sold some good packages to companies, but we've also, what doesn't show up there is the amount of people who've contacted you, you know, to find out more about your business and whatnot. So it's a
Ken,
very
thank
innovative,
you for being here. Good job today. Folks, go to causeofdisturbance.com and check out what he's got there, and the book will be available in September. Thanks for being here, Ken. Come back soon.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. 29 after on Jim Blasting Game. I'll be right back. Feeling like
I ought to sleep. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasting Game. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.